He ran over the leads in Ecbatana, built a wall around Ecbatana of hewn stones, which were 3 cubits wide and 6 cubits long. He made the wall 70 cubits high and 50 cubits wide. At its gates, he set the towers 100 cubits high and 60 cubits wide at their foundations. And he made its gates raised to 70 cubits high and 40 cubits wide for the marching out of his mighty armies and his infantry in the battle array. In those days, King Nebuchadnezzar waged war against King Raphax in the great plain, the plain in the region of Ragnar, and all those who inhabited the hill country, and all those who lived along the Euphrates, Tigris, the Typhus, rallied to him, including those from the plain of Pharaoh, the king of the Elamites. Many nations of the sons of Chaldea gathered in battle array. So he had a pretty good following of men there from all those places. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the Syrian king, sent envoys to all those dwelling in Persia, to all living in the west, and to those who dwelled in Cilicia, Damascus, Lebanon, Antioch, Bannon, and to all those who lived on the seacoast, and those among the nations of Carmel and Gilead and Upper Galilee and the great plain of Esdraelon, and to all those in Samaria and in the cities of the Jordan as far as Jerusalem, Bethany, Chelus, Kadesh, and the river of Egypt, and to Tapanis and Ramus, and the whole land of Goshen, even beyond Tanis and Memphis, and to all the inhabitants of Egypt, as far as the boundaries of Ethiopia. But all who lived in that area sworn the summons of Nebuchadnezzar, king of the Syrians, and refused to join with him in the war, because they were not afraid of him. They regarded him but as one man, and they sent his messengers away empty-handed and disarmed. Then Nebuchadnezzar was extremely angry with all that land, and swore by his throne and his kingdom that he would take vengeance on all the regions of Cilicia, Damascus, and Syria, and he would slay with the sword all the inhabitants of the land of Moab and the sons of Ammon, all Judea, and all those in Egypt, as far as the borders of the two cities. So in his 17th year, he marched with his army against King Raphax and defeated him in battle. He routed the whole army of Raphax, all his cavalry and all his chariots. He ruled over his cities. Then he came to Ecbatana and took over its towers and plundered its marketplaces and put its adornments to shame. He captured Raphax in the mountains of Raga and ran him through with his spears, totally destroying him that day. Then he returned, he and all his sundry multitude of the great many warriors, and they rested there and feasted sumptuously for 120 days. Okay, so Nebuchadnezzar tried to rally some help, but he didn't. All the men from those countries wouldn't help him, but he went ahead and defeated the other king and destroyed him. This king, our fact said, what city is he living in there? Ecbatana. And that was, we just learned some people are from Ecbatana in the last Bible or the Bible stories that we
Tobias, his parents in law.
Right, yeah, his in laws are kind of resting up on. Said it was 3 cubits and 6 cubits long, so that made his walls, or the stones were 3 cubits wide and 6 cubits long, and made his walls about 155 feet tall, and then about 75 feet wide at the base. And his tower was 150 feet tall. Just to give you guys an idea about that, 90 foot wide of the base. So we built it wide and tall and pretty strong walls and towers out of those rocks that they made, big stones, square stones. Next week for your assignment, I want you guys to either share a verse or a passage or some kind of thought about heaven. And that can be the same for the other boys in the older ones as well.
Judah lived an honorable life, and he gave a good report about the new land, and they were to go into it, and the others died in the... They had to roam in the desert, and they died, and then Judah went and lived in the...
Abel lived an honorable life, and in Genesis 4:4 it says, Abel also brought a sacrifice from the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. So Abel was pleasing to the Lord, and his brother got jealous and killed him.
We had the same assignment as the younger boys, and tell about Mordecai lived an honorable life, and he wanted to marry Esther himself, but he gave her to the king instead.
I got Enoch. God said that, or the Bible says that he was favorable in God's sight, and that he never died. God took him up.
I thought about Moses. He could have lived in Egypt and became the ruler over all of it, but he decided to leave all that and lead God's people throughout it.
Out of Egypt. And John the Baptist, he lived a good and honorable life. He could have had stayed in the city and preached and just did whatever he wanted, but he decided just to be humble and went out to the desert and just followed God.
Then Luke 2, it talks about Anna, the daughter of Phanuel. Luke 2, 36 through 37. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years and had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage. And then as a widow to the age of 84, she never left the temple, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. Yeah, she lived an honorable life.
Abraham lived a good and honorable life throughout his lifetime, just helped the poor as a good man.